As you might expect from a city purported to be a hive of creative activity, Portland filmmakers have been busy.
So you and your guy have any luck finding a place?
He's not my guy, we're just helping each other out. I have a lead on a place, but they want cash up front, so...
I think I can help you with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
My pleasure, really. Meet you after work, then?
I'm not out until 3.
That works for me.
The Portland Women's Film Festival begins today. Over the next 4 days, dozens of films will be screened. There'll be panel discussions, screenwriting workshops, and a kickoff party tomorrow at the Ace Hotel. Organizer Tara Johnson-Medinger and filmmaker Ellie Martini joined me earlier. First, I asked Tara the obvious question. Why is it important to hold a women's film festival as opposed to just a film festival?
Well, I get this question a lot. There are over 30 film festivals in Oregon, and a lot take place in Portland. But none of them have the focus of concentrating specifically on women directors. And so we felt like there was a real need and an opportunity to bring that here to Portland. And the response has been phenomenal.
Well, tell me, do you get a different genre of film from women filmmakers as you do from men? Is it less shoot 'em up and, I don't know, running on stereotypes here? Or what's it like?
It's actually a pretty broad spectrum. I was surprised because we really didn't know. We opened our call for entries last July, and we started to receive films. And a lot that I was screening at that time centered around women's issues, bulimia films, rape films, issue-oriented, heavy documentaries, heavy narratives. And I had a little bit of concern that this might be what the slate would be. But as we started to get more and more films and get onto people's radars all over the country, we started to receive a broader array of subjects internationally.
So what's the main aim of the festival? Is it to inspire new filmmakers, grow the local industry, or something else? Well, what's the aim?
I think it's all three of those. Mm-hmm. My personal goal is to support the indigenous film industry here in Portland and to really inspire young and up-and-coming filmmakers, women that are currently working in the business here in Oregon, and also to honor those pioneers that have really paved the way for us as women filmmakers, specifically bringing Allison Anders here as our guest of honor. She is someone that I believe a lot of women filmmakers have looked up to.
So turning to Ellie Martini, a local filmmaker from Oregon, what's your film about and when's it showing and why did you make it? The whole load of questions right there.
Person, Place, or Thing is it's a film about a drifter who's living in her car in a parking garage in Portland. And she's someone who's very comfortable in her invisibility and her anonymity. And where we meet her in the film, she has an encounter with another person that sort of challenges her to reconnect with the world around her again. And so it's screening on Thursday at 7 o'clock with the local short showcase.
And why did you make it?
I really wanted to do a film about a character who's living on the margin of society, but rather than highlight how destitute her situation was, instead the challenge was sort of to show how powerful she could be in a situation that she was in.
I think a lot of people would want to know how you also financed it. Did it cost a lot of money, and do you have a big credit card debt?
It took 4 years to get the money, and we did have 2 private investors, myself being the third. So yes, it does pile up after quite some time. So.
And the aim is to hone your craft and to move on to make features, or are you doing it just to get these ideas out there?
My aim is to make features. So this film sort of served its purpose as its own entity, but it's also to show potential investors in the future that this is what I can do with $25,000. Let's see what I can do with more.
All right, well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Christian.
Tara Johnson-Medinger organized the Portland Women's Festival, which runs at the Hollywood Theatre for the next 4 days. Ellie Martini's film, Person, Place, or Thing, screens at 7 p.m. tonight.